This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A bill to ban American Indian mascots from Colorado public schools cleared its first hearing in the state legislature Thursday. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
During hours of emotional testimony, Indigenous people, young and old, recounted painful stories of students taunting and teasing them in school. 18-year-old Talon Long recalled classmates calling him Chief Talon and doing a tomahawk chop hand gesture.
The tomahawk chop isn't like something you're taught in school. That's something you learn at a sporting event. That is a direct outcome of looking at mascots and watching those things.
Schools that refuse to eliminate mascots by April 1st would face a $25,000 per month fine. Some schools have been resistant to remove them, citing tradition. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis extended the mask mandate for another month for large urban counties. His order lifts it for those which have lower per capita COVID-19 cases. Those are identified as green level on the state's dial. Mesa County on the western slope is one level away from that now. Its public health director, Jeff Kaur, says the county will still have other precautions in place and is ready for the change in the mask order once it gets to green.
We're going to go and kind of leave it up to our residents and our businesses on how they want to approach this.
The vast majority of Coloradans still live in counties that will keep the mask requirement. Infectious disease doctors consider a mask that fits well and tightly to be one of the best protections against catching the virus. 74 in Fort Collins, this is CPR News.